This is your station, your voice. Win FM Community Radio, broadcasting on a frequency of 88.9 megahertz on the FM dial. We operate using a community broadcast license, and our studios are located on the Werribee campus of the Victoria University. Our information and request phone line is 9216 8089.
This is 88.9 Win FM, your station, your voice. I'm Charles Jitendra Das, presenting Hare Krishna morning program. As per Western calendar and Vaishnava calendar, today is 1st of April 2006, Saturday, Tritiya Tithi, Gaura Paksha, Vishakumbha Yoga and Bharani Nakshatra. And let us begin this morning with Chaitanya Charitamrita. The energy of the Lord may indeed be very difficult to overcome, but in this magical time, Lord Himself has descended in His form as the Holy Name, just to save the conditioned soul who lost in Maya. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar Nama Hoite Hai Sarva Jagat Nishtha. The secret of chanting the holy names will allow us to wake up from sleeping condition. Let me explain five essential facts to add in our daily routine. Number one, be serious and sincere in our activities. Number two, read and hear from the lips of the pure devotees of the Lord. Number three, serve a devotee of Lord Krishna with our words, action and deeds. Number four, detach ourselves from the thoughts and habits of a common person. Number five, surrender unto Lord Krishna if anyone follow these points nicely, love of Godhead will surely awaken. His Divine Grace, Bhakti Vinoda Thakur wrote, Jeev Jago Gaura Chandra Bole. Lord Gauranga is calling, wake up, sleeping souls, wake up. How long will you sleep in the lap of the witch called Maya? You have forgotten the way of devotional service and are lost in the world of birth and death. Friends, best process to begin this morning, let us chant along with devotees. Agni Purana explaining, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ratani Halya Bapite, Kriptaya Na Samsaya, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Whoever chants Mahamantra even neglectfully will attain the supreme goal of life. Of this there is no doubt. My request, if you are not driving, please use your hands for clapping and chant along with the devotees, which will help us to realize transcendental bliss. Krishna. Dear friends, this radio program designed for to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, His eternal associates, glorify His pure devotees and follow instructions from His representatives. Let us begin today's journey to the path of absolute truth. This morning, we'll hear following part of Archanam, means worshipping the deity form of the Lord Krishna. Next, presenting His Grace Gaura Gopala Prabhu from Mumbai Chowpatty. Let us concentrate our mind to hear Archanam. It is one of the part of nine processes of Bhakti Yoga. After the lecture, we will hear devotional songs and explanation of Krishna consciousness, how to become devotee. Definitely, you will enjoy this program, which is an essence of loving service to the Lord. I am reminding you all, we have well-organized website where we have enough materials to engage whole family for 24 hours. Also, you can hear this radio program at our website. Our address is www.iskon.net.au. Iskon, iskcon.net.au. This contest concentrate our mind to hear the absolute truth.
Tatha sarvatra go deva. Similarly, just like milk is present in every part of the cow's body, similarly, the Lord is present in every part of the creation. But just as milk cannot be achieved from any part of the cow's body, similarly, the Lord cannot be worshipped anywhere. Just like the milk of the cow becomes accessible in the udder, similarly, God becomes accessible in Pratima Adishu Virajate, Pratima, in the deity form. The inaccessible Lord everywhere becomes accessible to us. Recently, Sahara TV came to Radha Gopinath Mandir and they were doing a story on our self-excellence skills seminar. They interviewed a few boys and Shamanand Prabhu. And the day they were supposed to telecast the program, we wanted to see the program. And we were moving around everywhere in the temple campus. No TV, no cable connection. How will we see? Right. The television program was going on right here. All the signals of Sahara TV were here in Radha Gopinath campus. And here I was wanting to see this program. Where? Right. In the air. I couldn't see the program. One devotee very kindly invited me to his house, so I went to his house. And the same program which is going on everywhere in the air right now also, which is inaccessible now, became accessible through the television set. Right now so many TV programs are going on here. Right. Many Doordarshan programs are going on here. But we have come here not for Doordarshan, we have come here for Darshan of the deities. Right. We are taking darshan from a distance. People who are sitting behind, they are having dur darshan of the deity, Radha Gopinath. So, the signals are everywhere, but inaccessible. They become accessible to us through the form of a TV. Just like inaccessible signals become accessible in a TV, the inaccessible Lord everywhere becomes accessible in the form of a deity. All of you are very thirsty. I know it's a Sunday afternoon. It's so hot. And we are also thirsty. Water is there everywhere in the air. Moisture is present everywhere in the air. But in a Sunday feast program, I don't see devotees doing, you know, moving their tongue around, opening their mouth to take some drops of moisture so that their thirst can be quenched. Moisture is present everywhere in the atmosphere. But when their moisture comes through a tap in the form of water, it becomes accessible to us. Just like inaccessible water becomes accessible through a tap, similarly, the inaccessible Lord becomes accessible to us in the form of a deity. So why is a deity needed? The Lord is everywhere. But He becomes accessible to us. Remember, the first one was it is Krishna's desire. Second is accessibility to the Lord. And third is degradation with time. a devotee sent me an SMS message. He said, एक युग था सतयुग जब लोग अपने घरों पर लिखते थे अतिथि देवो भव. वो युग चला गया. फिर त्रेता युग आया. इस युग में लोगों ने अपने घरों पर लिखा शुभ लाभ है अतिथि देवो भव ने. अभी हमारा शुभ लाभ होना चाहिए. वन साइड सुख वन साइड लाभ. त्रेता युग भी चला गया. द्वापर युग आया. अब लोगों ने वो भी छोड़ दिया और लिखा सुस्वागतम वेलकम. द्वापर युग चला गया. कलयुग आ गया. अब लोगों ने घर पे लिखा कुत्तों से सावधान. उसे एवरीथिंग डिग्रेड्स विथ टाइम. एज द टाइम पासस बाय सत्ययुगा त्रेता युगा द्वापर युगा कलयुगा थिंग्स गो ऑन डिग्रेडिंग. वन डिवोटी वॉज मेंशनिंग स्टोरी दैट इन द गोल्डन एज सत्ययुगा people when they would want to offer something to God, what they would do? They would offer everything to God. They would actually offer everything to God. Then when the next yuga came, they drew a circle and they threw their money in the air. Whatever falls in the circle is God, the rest is ours. The next yuga came, Dwapar Yuga. Now they thought circle means too much money will fall inside, then we'll lose. So they drew a line. Whatever falls on the right hand side is God's, whatever falls on the left hand side is ours. And then Kali Yuga came, they threw everything in the air, said God, whatever you can catch is yours, rest is ours. You see. So everything is on a rapid decline in the age as time passes by. Things go on degrading as time passes by. In the seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a mention why the deity was introduced, when the deity worship was introduced. It is explained, in Satya Yuga, people did not envy each other. People did not have disrespectful dealings amongst each other. They cooperated with each other. They loved each other. There was no conception of a false ego. But as time passed by, things went on degrading. In Treta Yuga, people started disrespecting each other. What to speak of others, even Vaishnavas and devotees, there was disrespect amongst each other. They were not following the orders of the superiors. Correct. At that time the Lord decided, they are not understanding each other, there is disrespect amongst each other. Anything a Vaishnava does, aisa kyun kiya? Why does he do like that? Vaishnavas were questioned in Treta Yuga. The Lord decided, enough of that, I will come now in the form of a deity. Because how will they go and question deity? There is disrespect amongst devotees. There is a tendency to question the deities, devotees, but one cannot question the deity. A person is less prone to question the deity, and therefore deity worship was started first in Treta Yuga, and then it became very prominent in Dwapara Yuga. What is the need for a deity? Because there is mutual disrespect amongst devotees, lack of cooperation, the tendency to question the activities of a devotee, therefore a deity. Chalo, go worship the deity. Deity is not going to, you cannot question the deity, why you do like that? But in Kali Yuga, things go so low, what to speak of questioning a devotee, people even start questioning a deity. A person came to Srila Prabhupada and asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, why does the deity sleep very early and get up so late? We in Bombay, we sleep late and get up also late. Why does the deity sleep so early and get up so late? So much rest for the deity. Prabhupada said, you fool, why are you questioning the deity also? He is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is Swarat, independent, he can do anything. Right. So when you start worshipping the deity, you have to accept the fact that Krishna is Swaraj and you can't question him. A reporter came to Srila Prabhupada and asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, why such big carts, why such big ruts for Jagannath? Questioning the deity also now. Questioning Jagannath, why such big cars for Jagannath? So Prabhupada replied back, you are an insignificant tiny fellow. You are small, you need a small car. Jagannath is big, the master of the whole universe. How big car he needs? What we are giving is small only.
Right.
We cannot give such big car. He is the master of the universe. Prabhupada writes, in Kali Yuga, even deity worship becomes very difficult. Why? Because people in Treta Yuga at least did not question the deity. But in Kali Yuga, people question even the deity form of the Lord. Therefore, Prabhupada writes in the purport to this verse, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not install any deity in all the years he stayed on this planet. Everywhere he went, what did he do? He preached the Harinam Sankirtan movement. His Holiness Mukund Maharaj was once here and he said, that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu travelled all over the planet Earth, he did not open big temples. He built temples in the hearts of the people whom he was preaching to by giving the Harinam Sankirtan movement. One time Srila Prabhupada was in Kumbh Mela and there was a pujari. It was early morning and Kumbh Mela, you know, in Allahabad. So cold, chilling cold. The pujari came for offering Mangalarti. Devotees were singing Mangalarti. The pujari took the matchbox and was about to light the ghee lamp. You know what happens to a matchbox when it is very cold? Becomes soggy, wet. You can't light the matchstick. He tried his level best, couldn't. Now Mangalarti must go on. The lamp has to be offered. So what generally we do? We take the matchbox, we give some heat and we try to light the matchstick.
Right.
But on the altar, how can you use the air of your mouth on the matchstick? You can't do that for the deity. Helplessly this pujari turned towards Prabhupada and looked towards him. Prabhupada said, never mind. This is not the age of deity worship. This is the age of Harinam Sankirtan.
Right.
So someone might say, if this is the age of Harinam Sankirtan, then why have you opened such big temples? Why have you installed deities, Radha Gopinath, Gopalji, Gaur Nitai, and to add to all of them, two more came, Lalita Vishakha. Why? Once a reporter came to Srila Prabhupada and asked Srila Prabhupada, why have you opened such gorgeous temples? Why such gorgeous deity worship? Prabhupada was walking on a morning walk and this person questioned him. Prabhupada took his cane and pointed to a hole in the ground. Prabhupada said, I can go and stay in this hole and give pravachan there also. Will you come? Because you will not come in that hole. Therefore, we have built such big temples and have deities so that all people can be attracted and they can come here to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. So what is the need of a deity? Number one, it is Krishna's desire. Man mana bhava mad bhakto. Madhyaji, worship how? In the form of a deity. Number two, the inaccessible Lord becomes accessible. And number three, because of mutual disrespectful dealings, deity worship began in the age of Kali Yuga. Next. What is the identity of the deity? Srila Prabhupada always explained that the deity is non-different from Krishna. One should not think that this is a piece of stone, piece of marble, piece of metal standing on the altar. What we see here on the altar is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna actually standing. Doesn't seem like, no? Doesn't appear like that. But it is a fact. One time a devotee came and told Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I think Krishna is in the holy name of the Lord. Prabhupada replied by saying, Krishna is not in the holy name, Krishna is the holy name. It is not that Krishna is in the deity. Krishna is the deity form of the Lord. So what is the identity of the Lord, deity? Krishna and the deity are non-different. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And when he was on his way to Jagannath Puri, he came to a beautiful place called Sakshi Gopalpur. And there he saw the beautiful form of Sakshi Gopal, the deity of Sakshi Gopal. Just a week back I was there in Jagannath Puri and saw the beautiful tall form of Sakshi Gopal, more than life size, at least 6 feet high deity, beautiful deity. And we know the story of Sakshi Gopal. Old Brahman and young Brahman went together on pilgrimage. The pilgrimage ended in Vrindavan. The old Brahman was very satisfied. My dear young Brahmana, I am very satisfied by your services. Please take my daughter's hand in marriage. I promise you. He said, no, no, I am poor, you are rich. Your family members will object. Don't worry. I promise. Who is the witness? The young Brahman said, let's go to the temple of Gopal. So the young Brahman and old Brahman came to the temple of Gopal in Vrindavan. And the old Brahman said, in front of the deity of Gopal, I promise to give you my daughter's hand in marriage. And both of them went their way. The old Brahman came to Vidyanagar in South India where he lived. The young Brahman was thinking, 6 months have passed, 1 year has passed, still the old Brahman, no news from him. What should be done? He went to Vidyanagar. Not that he wanted to get married so urgently. He was feeling that if I don't get married to this girl of this Brahmana, this Brahman will incur sin on him because he has promised in front of Gopal. So when he came there, the son of the old Brahman said, forget about it. You must have given some dhatura seeds to my father and in that intoxication you must have taken this promise. By the way, who was the witness? The young Brahman said, Gopal deity in Vrindavan. He said, really? Get the deity to Vidyanagar in South India. He said, okay. So the young Brahman went to Vrindavan. In front of the deity of Gopal, he said, my dear Lord, please come with me and bear witness that old Brahman had promised. He said, oh, have you ever heard of a deity walking? The young Brahman said, if a deity can talk like you talk now, it can also walk. So come with me. Right. And the deity started walking behind the young Brahmana. The condition was not to look behind. If you look behind, I'll stay there. As soon as he came at the outskirts of Vidyanagar, the Nupur of the deity wasn't to be heard. So the Brahman thought, has he come or not? Let me verify. So he turned back. And the deity stood there saying, now you build me a temple here, I won't move from here. Right. So then the Brahman went and called all the people. Come, come, Gopal has come to bear witness. And Gopal spoke, saying, I was the witness to this instance, and the young Brahmana got married to the daughter of the old Brahmana. From that day on, Prabhupada says, this deity was called as Witness Gopal, or the deity of Sakshi Gopal. Later, this deity was moved from Vidyanagar to a place close to Jagannath Puri. Right. And then when Lord Chaitanya came there, Lord Chaitanya said, Pratimanah tumi sakshat Brajendra Nandan Vipralagi karatumi akarya karan. Pratimanahi tumi, my dear Lord, I see you in the form of Sakshi Gopal. You are not just a deity, you are sakshat Brajendra Nandan. You are the Lord standing here on the altar. And for that Brahmana, you did something which the deities generally do not do. Talk, walk. Right. Have you, any of you ever had an experience of a deity talking to you? If the deity would talk to you, then you would be convinced that is Krishna. Or a deity walking? If the deity would walk, you would be convinced that is Krishna. I'll tell you a story from Bombay. About two and a half months back. This story took place here in Bombay. Right. In one of the areas of Bombay, Parel. Right. In one devotee's home. Devotees had gathered together to perform Sankirtan on Ekadashi. And they were all chanting Sankirtan. Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra deities were there on the altar. And what happened? And all the devotees were chanting kirtan. Not one, not two. 10 to 15 devotees saw Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra turning, shifting towards the kitchen side.
Right.
All three turned towards the kitchen. And they are still wondering why they did. Are they liking the prasad or not? You know, maybe they are saying make good prasad. Or maybe they are showing Jagannath, so I need 56 bhog, not 4 bhog.
Right.
And then the devotees had to actually shift the three deities back.
Right.
And in Mayapur, at Simantadweep also, there is a temple of Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. So the pujaris tell different stories, real stories. One time the pujari was decorating the deity of Lord Jagannath. So he put jewelry, one mala, two malas, three malas, fourth mala fell off. The pujari picked it up very calmly, put it again it fell off. Third time he picked it, put it again it fell off. As he was about to put it the fourth time, Jagannath said, "Rascal, don't you understand, I don't want the fourth one." You see? This is a real story. Just I visited the temple, Simantadweep temple, just few years back, deity speaking to the devotee. If Radha Gopinath would speak to us, or in the middle of the kirtan, Gornitai would walk down and start dancing in Sankirtan, then probably we would be convinced that the deity and Krishna are non-different. For us, how can we believe that Krishna and the deity are non-different? Next. What is the proof that Krishna and his deity are non-different? First is logic. The example of a currency note. Anyone here has 500 rupee note in the pocket? Oh, very good. Thank you. It's on the slide also.
Right.
Same note. Correct? This is our Sitaram Prabhu. He is giving us his 500 rupee note. You know what I'm going to do with this note now? Tear it to pieces. He'll get a heart attack, you know. If I tear this note to pieces. Hard work, and then he has got this currency note. Look at what I do with this note. 500 rupees note. Should I throw it away? Look at his face, you know. How much anxiety is going through. It is usable, therefore I didn't tear it.
Right.
Nothing, no? What is this? What is this? 500 rupees. Note. Money. What is this? Paper. Right? I make 1,000 pieces and Sitaram Prabhu is the least affected. No influence on him. Correct? This is paper and this is also paper.
Right.
Both are paper only. But one paper I tear, no one feels bad. But when I start tearing this paper, you all feel very bad. You all feel few nuts are loose, I think. Why is tearing a currency note?
Right.
So what is the difference between this paper and this paper? The difference between this paper and this paper is there is a stamp of Reserve Bank of India on this paper. Main dharak ko 500 rupaye ada karne ka vachan leta hoon. Governor Vimal Jalan, Governor K.C. Pal, Governor Manmohan Singh. Different notes, different governors.
Right.
As soon as a stamp is put, does it act as paper any longer? It acts as paper. You go to Bhelwala's shop and his paper is over for Bhel. He has no problem. Mere jeb mein hai na paper. So kisme de do Bhel? Do you do that? Raddi wala comes to your house, you say, Tijori mein bahut raddi pada hai. Take this raddi with you. Do we say like that? No. Now, it does not act as paper. It acts as currency. money, it has purchasing power. This is also paper, this is also paper. But as soon as it is stamped by government, it stops acting as paper, it starts acting as money. This is also marble, and that standing on top is also marble. But this is marble, and that is deity. This is paper, and that is currency note, money. Paper became money because the government stamped it. Marble stone becomes deity. Who stamps it?
Right.
When a pure devotee of the Lord invites the Lord to stay in the form made of marble, then it is no longer a stone. It is Krishna. Don't think this is a statue of Krishna and Krishna is inside. No. This is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, standing here on the altar. Next. Prabhupada often gave the example of the letterbox. Right? We know the story of the, we know the example of the letterbox. We have a general post office, the government post office, main post office, and we also have a letterbox in our local area. Whether you go and post your letter in the general post office, government post office, or you post your letter in the letterbox, both will reach. So Krishna's para, vyuha, vibhava, antaryami forms are compared to GPO. And Krishna's DT form is compared to a letterbox. Very easily accessible to you. Aapki area mein hai. You don't have to go to the GPO. And what is the letter compared to? The letter is compared to our prayers. When we offer our prayers to the deity, actually Krishna is hearing our prayer. Just like when we put our letter in a bona fide letterbox, the letter reaches its destination. So logically based on simply the example of the currency note, we understand that Krishna is non-different from the deity.
Due to time restriction, we have to stop this lecture. The next week we'll continue the next topic of the week. For more information of Krishna consciousness, please contact us. Our Melbourne address is 197 Dank Street, Albert Park. Contact 9699-5122. Also, you can log on to anitest.manilasites.com. We are very popular pure vegetarian restaurant in Melbourne City at Swanson Walk. Address is 139 Swanson Street. Place called Gopal's, which opens every day except Sunday. And for students and pensioners, we have food for life program. Place called Crossways, opposite Melbourne Town Hall, 123 Swanson Street, opens every day lunchtime only except Sunday. Stay tuned with the Hare Krishna morning program. You are listening 88.9 Win FM. Your station, your voice. Now the time for a devotional song. So I have collected Appeal to the Lord, sang by Anup Jalota. He's appealing to the Lord. Hare Krishna morning program. Many days, months and year passed. Always we think what we had, what we are going to achieve or what we lost. Many occasions we feel we are very confident with our decision. Many times we lament about wrong judgment. Very few times we actually depend on Lord. Friend of mine sent me a very good mail which explains what Lord expects from us. Allow me to read this letter, a letter from God. In this letter, I represent the Lord Almighty. As you got up this morning, I watched you and hoped you would talk to me. Even if just a few words, asking my opinion or thanking me for something good that happened in your life yesterday. But I noticed you were too busy trying to find the right outfit to wear. When you ran around the house getting ready, I knew there would be a few minutes for you to stop and say hello to me, but were occupied with other things. At one point, you had to wait 15 minutes to hear latest world news. Then I saw spring to your feet. I thought you wanted to talk to me, but you ran to the phone and called a friend to get the latest gossip in the town. I watched patiently all day long. I guess you were too busy to say anything to me. I noticed that before lunch you looked around. Maybe you felt embarrassed to talk to me. You glanced three or four tables over and you noticed some of your friends talking to me briefly before they start their meal. But you didn't. That's okay. There is still more time left. I hope that you will talk to me later. You went home and it seems as if you had lots of things to do. After a few of them were done, you turned on the TV. I don't know if you like TV or not. Just about anything, go there and you spend a lot of time each day in front of it, not thinking about anything, just relaxing. I waited patiently again as you washed that stupid box and ate your meal, but again you didn't talk to me. Bedtime, you felt too tired. After you said goodnight to your family, you plopped into bed and fell asleep in no time. That's okay, because you may not realize that I'm always there for you. I've got patience, more than you will ever know. I even went to teach you how to be patient with others. I love you so much that I wait every day for a nod, prayer or thought, or a thankful part of your heart. It is hard to have a one-sided conversation. Well, you are getting up once again. Once again, I will wait with nothing but love for you, hoping that today you will give me some time. Have a nice day. Yours ever well-wisher, Hare Krishna. Looking at the studio clock, we've got more time, so let us listen another prayer to the Lord. Hare Krishna. You are listening Hare Krishna morning program. Every Saturday, 8 to 9 a.m., I'll present you this program on behalf of Hare Krishna Temple. If you ever visited Hare Krishna Temple, you will see the people. There is a many program chanting the Maha Mantra. It's called Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In Panchatattva, there is a mantra we call, before we chant the Maha Mantra, we chant the Panchatattva Mantra. What is the meaning of that? Is Pancha means five. Tattva means the absolute truth. The Bhakta Rupa form of a devotee is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who formerly appeared as Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. The Bhakta Swarupa, devotional incarnation, is Lord Nityananda, who formerly appeared in Brajabhumi as Lord Balaram. The Bhakta Avatara, devotional manifestation, is Lord Advaita Acharya, who is not different from Sadashiva. And the Bhakta Akhya, or pure devotee, is Sri Srinivas and other great devotees as well. The Bhakta Shakti, the devotional energy, is Gadadhar Pandit, the foremost Brahmanas. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Advaita, and incarnation of the Supreme Exalted Personality of Godhead, and they are all known to the title Prabhu, Master. Among them, Lord Chaitanya, who is an ocean of mercy, is known as Mahaprabhu, the great master, and the great personality. Lord Nityananda and Lord Advaita are known only as Prabhu, as a master. All three are also known as a Goswami, master of the senses. And Gadadhara is all called by the title Dvija, Brahmana, and Srinivasa is called by the title Pandita, means learned scholar. These are the title of the members of the Panchatattva. Looking at the studio clock, I've got some time. So let us listen another Vedic hymn sang by Anuj Jalota. Thank you.
studio clock. It's nearly 9 o'clock. Next show on this station would be very well known in Saturday morning show called Fast, Lean and Invincible. Hope you all had enjoyed today's Hare Krishna morning program. I'm Charu Chaitanya Das from Hare Krishna Temple. Please accept our humble request and invitation. Every day we are open, but specially inviting you for Saturday and Sunday, Melbourne's famous Hare Krishna Free Feast, which is full of absolute transcendental activities. 4:30 Kirtan, 5 o'clock Bhagavad Gita discourses, simultaneously children's activities on other building, 6 o'clock Prasadam, 7 o'clock Sandhya Arati. Every Sunday, 7:30 movies, many more activities on festive seasons. Find your place in Hare Krishna Temple. Our address is 197 Tank Street, Albert Park. Contact 9699-5122. Don't hesitate to call me for any queries regarding today's program or by any means if we can assist you to progress towards Krishna consciousness. My contact number is 0412-696-559. Wishing you and your families very good weekend. With spiritual progress, may Lord Krishna bless us all and gives us appropriate guidance to find tranquility and bliss in our life. Looking forward to have your association again next week, Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. Until then, Hare Krishna.
This is your station, your voice, Win FM Community Radio, broadcasting on a frequency of 88.9 MHz on the FM dial. We operate using a community broadcast license and our studios are located on the Werribee campus of the Victoria University. Our information and request phone line is 9216 8089.